Sundridge wants to transform its main street into a spring flower wonderland. That's how Cown. Barbara Belrose described a Main Street beautification project, which would see trees planted in removable wooden planters and placed at strategic points along the main road. The idea was brought to Belrose by Municipal Supt. Al Rainey. Belrose says the planters would be brought out each spring and removed and stored away over the winter, telling council that Rainey said it's an easy task to carry out each year. She says the key is to find flowering trees that don't grow too tall and don't drop fruit onto the ground. She plans to investigate what trees fall into this group and get that information back to staff so a report can be prepared for council's consideration. Staff will look into the cost of the project, including how much money is needed to build the planters, acquire the trees and buy the soil the trees will sit in. Belrose and Rainey talked about limiting the number of planters to 12 for Main Street, but she'll also look into the possibility of adding trees that can be planted in the ground. The aim is to build the planters over the winter and outfit them with trees for a spring 2022 launch. Mayor Lyle Hall called the idea a positive venture for the village. The beautification project also calls for artwork to be drawn on sidewalks and select buildings. But council agreed to delay this part of the project to next spring, considering the time of year. Belrose hopes art students at Almaguin Highland Secondary School can carry out the artistic side of the project while the municipality would supply painting materials. Council also is making it easier for people to find the municipal office. The outside of the building has a sign stating Sundridge Community Center and, in addition to the town offices, is home to the local library. Belrose says there have been instances where people or groups have not been able to find the municipal office because of the sign. At her suggestion, the current sign is coming down and will be replaced with one that reads Sundridge Municipal Office. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.